All right. I'll give you a little background first. We're going to learn about 8-9 concepts in this shiur tonight. We're back to the regular style. I took a two-week break with Shema Meforish. Last week was Kabbalah with the Urim V'Tumim, how the Urim V'Tumim work. But now I want to talk about Meister Behema and Behema B'Shutfas. So let's take an example. Your animal hits another animal, right? Your animal hits another guy's animal. So in order for you to be chayiv on what you did to the other animal, it needs to be shor re'eyu. Right? That you hit the shor of your neighbor, shor re'eyu. That excludes if someone hit something which is chayiv in me'ila.
Speaking of that,
a shor shel hekdesh. Why? Because that's not real money, that's mamun gavoa. That's money to the base of Migdash. It's a different parsha altogether. Okay? In order to be chayiv in the zikin, it needs to be shor re'eyu. So with that background, you now could read nicely. Gemara Bava Kama, Yud Beis and Mabeis. It's on page 3. I also made the Mayer Makomos better. Last week it was you're just picking up these blotches of page without rhyme or reason. Alright. So Bava Kama Tov Mabeis says as follows. Second line. Me'ila hu de leisbu ha mikdash koche so mantana amar b'yochran b'koche kam. So they want to know, is there stuff which is still consecrated, but not me'ila? So Rav Yossi Aglili says, mamun bailamu, that kachim kalim. What's kachim kalim? For those who missed the first Yushirim, kachim kalim is things like a korban shlamim, a bechor meiser that you had to give. Right, petach chamor. Those first things you have to give. Those things are light kachim. Kachim kalim, you get to eat. You know, many times you get to eat from the shlamim you get to eat from. It's kachim kalim. And we assume its value is not mamun gavoa. It's mamun bailim. The money, the monetary value is to the owner. So, but the problem is, if it's mamun bailim, if it actually has monetary worth to the owner, the problem is, vatsanan, hamekadesh bechelko, one who marries off with his portion, beim bekoche kochim, if you marry someone, you betroth a woman with koche kochim, or kochim kalim, eino mikudeshes. You're not married. So lema de lo kribisi. That sounds like against Rav Yosef Glili, right? Rav Yosef Glili says kachim kalim is mum and bailim. Right. If you marry someone off, then with it should be good. But the Bari says it's no good. So the Gemara says no. Even Rav Yosef Glili agrees that after shchita of a kachim kalim, it's mum and gavoa. Why? Because there's a rule that the Kohanim got it the kikazachu mishulchan gavoa kazachu. That at that point, the moment the shchita. At that moment, it's transferred to a higher level, no longer, a kach, what's it called, mamun bailim, because at the point when it hits the mizbeach, it's elevated to a higher level. It's elevated to a higher level. Okay. There you go. Okay, so the review we said so far. Shitas Rav Yossi HaGlili. You have to follow very carefully today from here, this point in. Okay, one moment of general tzals and you miss it. Shitas Rav Yossi HaGlili is as follows. Rav Yossi HaGlili believes that kochim kalim, like a shlomim and stuff like that, that's not mamun gavoa, its value is mamun bailin. Its value is monetary value. It actually has monetary value. Okay, let's continue. What about the emurim? Anybody know what the emurim are? What are the emurim of an animal?
The innards.
The innards. Okay? After the offering's blood is on the mizbeach. We'll review a little bit. After the offering's blood is on the mizbeach, so the emurim, that's called in English the sacrificial parts, they're called. The sacrificial parts are removed and placed on the mizbeach for burning. Now, it's a necessary part of the offering. But it's not what we say as a essential, a bidyeved. Meaning, if you missed it and did not do the imurim, the burning of the imurim, it doesn't mean the korban was invalid, okay? But kohanim, there's another rule, kohanim can't eat their portion before the imurim have been burned. You have to make sure the imurim are taken out of play. And the imurim are the same for all animals except for the ola. It's, you know what the imurim are? If someone asks you, what are the imurim? You can't say innards. What does it mean? What are the imurim? It's the hard fats around the animal. Around the body cavity of the animal. It's the fats on the stomach. It's the kidneys, the flanks, the diaphragm, part of the liver, and in the sheep, it's the tail. Those are the imurim, okay? It's a special din by korbanos. It's lechatchila. If you didn't do it, b'di'evet, the animal's still okay. And the Kohen is not allowed to eat until after the burning of the Imurim. So here's the question I want to ask. As far as Kochim Kalim, we said, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Kochim Kalim is Mamun Bailim. Stop me now if you don't know what that is. Kochim Kalim is Mamun Bailim. What about a Murim? Are they Kochim Mamun Bailim or Mamun Gavoa? So if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, it's the middle of page 3. In general, the Imurim in general. The Shitu Mekubetzes.
What do you do with the Imurim? Sorry.
You burn them. You burn them. Done.
Even
fry them up.
Even if it's edible, it didn't matter.
I've not lived in it.
Gone. So comes the Shitu Mekubetzes. And he says as follows. So, Mehechi Dami Bekachi Kachim, but listen to Beseifa Achib Medvar Murim Bekachim Kalim, the Afal Gav de Mamonahu. Even though Kochim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, are considered mamon, real money, meaning, by the way, what does that mean? It means if your animal, which was separated for Kochim Kalim, a shlamim, goes and hits another animal, you're chayiv in nezikin, because it's mamon bailim. It's not mamon gavoa. It's your actual physical money. Okay? So, and if you would marry a woman off with the Kochim Kalim before it was shechted, that too, you could technically speaking marry her according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili because it's mamun bailim. So afo gavdu amonahu ha'ika imurim, the lav di deinenu, but the imurim are not yours. Those get burned. Ukulo vehektish, that's all. That's makdish. The entire thing is makdish. So according to the Shita Mekubetzes, imurim, while you argue a kachim kalim according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili is mamun bailim, the imurim of the animal are not mamun bailim, they're mamun gavoa. Many other rishonim, late rishonim, disagree with the Shita Mekubetzes, and they say no, it's mamun bailim. But stam, we assume like the Shita Mekubetzes that it's mamun gavoa. Okay, we assume like it's mamun gavoa. I'm gonna set you up now for what is considered. There's a sefer called Kava de Kashesa. Kava de Kashesa, Kava stands for in gematria 100 kuf beis aleph. So 103 knockout questions. Kaba de Kashesa. It's 103 questions that are unanswerable. Unanswerable questions. They're not really unanswerable. There's another sefer which I couldn't get a hold of on this one called Kaba de Terutza, which someone went around to the different Gedolim. They went to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. They went around to different Gedolim of Scheinberg asking what they thought about these famous questions to get collect answers. Okay? I'm going to give you one of the questions tonight from the Kaba de Kashesa. It's a wonderful sefer to have. Because it's lumdish riddles. So here we go. Let's go to the Gemara in Bechoros 53a. That's page 2 in the packet. Meiser behema to Mishnah. Meiser behema noig ba'aretz ubechutz la'aretz. Meiser behema you have to give in the land and outside the land. Bifnei abayis, during the Beis HaMikdash, shlo bifnei abayis, when the Beis HaMikdash is not around. Bechulin, Avalo b'mukdoshim, stuff that's been consecrated already, you can't use it for Meiser Behema. Hektish, Meiser Behema cannot come from Hektish. Go to the Gemara now in the bottom section, 53b. Chulin avalo b'mukdoshim. Mukdoshim pshita. Lav di deinin hu. Of course you can't use Hektish for Meiser. It's not yours anymore. Lav di dehu. What's the answer before you're looking at the answer? You can guess the answer. What is yours? Kochim Kalim is yours. Va'aliba de Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Kochim Kalim is yours, because Mamun Bailim hu. Now, Kochim Kalim, Mamun Bailim heim, Tanyu, Mal Ba'ashem, L'Rabbas Kochim Kalim, Sheheim Mamun Bailim, di Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So, you have Rabbi Yossi Aglili's sheet. This is Mal Ba'ashem. He gives you a pasuk. Forget the drush right now how it works, but he gives you a pasuk, which shows you that that Kochim Kalim is Mamun Bailim. And therefore, that's why you needed a pasuk to tell you that even though you're makdish something which is mamun bailim, and technically speaking, you still should be able to use it for meiser, comes the Torah and tells you it cannot be used to pay off your meiser. Can't be used to pay off your meiser. All right? That's the introduction. Here, and just in time, for one of the 103 unanswerable lumdish questions in the Sefer Kava de Kashesa. Unanswerable, except for tonight. Here we go. The question is as follows. why do I need a pasuk to tell me that kochim kalim is putter from meiser behema? Right? What did we just say? We said kochim kalim is putter from meiser behema. You can't give it kochim kalim meiser behema. So the Gemara asks Pshita, of course you can't give it. It's kochim. No, but the chiddush is kochim kalim, even though according to Rav Glili, it's your money. It's mamon bailim. It's not mamon gavo. It's your money. You still can't use it for meiser. The Gemara gives you a pasuk. If the Shita Mekubetzes is right, that the emurim, the innards of the animal, are mamon gavoa, so it would have been potter without a pasuk. The animal would have been potter without a pasuk. You know why? What's that called? When you have two owners in an animal? Behema b'shutfus, partnership animal. Behema b'shutfus is potter from meiser. If two people own the animal together, it's like selling a business on Shabbos, right? Two people own it together. One Jewish, now one. Shutfus potter from, you could make money on Shabbos. Not so easy, but something like that. But the Mishnah here, when it's two partners owning an animal together, it's potter from meiser. So if the Shita Mekubetzes is right, that the emurim of the animal are kochim, are mamon gavoa, then in this animal is mamon gavoa and mamon bailim. That's a partnership, you and God. Partnership going on over here. It should be potter from meiser. It should be potter from meiser behema without even the pasuk. That's the kabbat that Kashesa raises as their big bomb kasha in that sefer. And I couldn't get a hold of kabbat Teirutza, which goes around asking different gedolim what they thought of the answer. They don't have it yet on Hebrew books. Doesn't have it yet. The Kabbat de Teirutza. They have the Kabbat de Keshesa online if you need. It's a wonderful sefer. Everyone should own a copy of Kabbat de Keshesa. Great sefer. They have a modern annotated version and the whole nine yards. So that's the question. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me Kochim Kalim does not give Meiser Behema? It was going to be pasuk anyways because Shutfus Hekdish would have been better because of Shutfus Hekdish.
It's so accepted that this makes it Shutfus.
What?
It's so easily accepted that this makes it...
You don't own the whole thing. Some of it's yours, some of it's not yours. No, shutfus.
That's a little bit of a...
Bends onto something.
It's a little bit of a...
You're talking about Meiser Behema, right?
What?
You're talking about Meiser Behema.
Yeah.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin goes through this whole thing.
That what? How's that going to give me an answer? How's that going to give me?
Because the Gemara goes back and forth whether it's Mormon Bailam or not, or what does it really mean to Maslaikas there?
Well, that's at this point of the Gemara. The Gemara assumes, what's it called? It's, Gemara at this point assumes it's Mammon, Rabbi Yosef Glili. It's Lefi Rabbi Yosef Glili right now. The Gemara is assuming it's Mammon, Bailam. Except for the Emurim, which everyone agrees is what's it called. Okay. All right, so let's give some answers over here. I want to give you some terutzim to this question. This is good, I think. I always talk about having Torah to say over while you're sitting and waiting at a chuppah. This is a good. You could raise chuppah a kasha. This is chuppah Torah, but super chuppah Torah. Right? Raising kachim.
Yeah,
kachim chuppah Torah. This is good. A brisker wedding. No, but you have a straightforward kasha. You know, with a Shita Mekubetzes, and you could somehow make it with Chuppah Torah. Okay. So now, let's begin to answer. If you turn to Yoma, Yoma 29a, it's in the bottom of page 3. I think my Meir Makomos are much more specific, much better this week.
But
what?
Once you shock the animal, it's only gavoa, it's not bailim. So the shutfus only now, but it's going to turn, so we're not even shutfus anymore.
Woo! Beautiful, Terrence. Yeah. According to Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, the whole animal is going to become mamon gavoa after the point of shechita. So the patur of shutfus, you want to say, maybe the patur of shutfus, you know what, argue differently? I would say that shouldn't make a difference. You know why? Shutfus is a patur at the moment of the nesina, at the moment of the bringing it, the havas meiser behema, at the moment of bringing it. What happens later on, if someone's going to relinquish their hand from it, you know, later on, I think
I know,
it's
but
in the end.
Something that you know is going to happen.
You're saying in the end, it's something in the end, which is, so what's the term? What's the lumdus behind that? How come now I can't say exempt? It's shutfus, it should be exempt now. In the end, you're right, after I shecht it, it's going to be all mamon gavoa.
But the Rambam deals with that, with when the shutfus.
I have proof against you also. You have what?
The Rambam deals with that.
When it's not, the shutfit. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the Rambam. We're going to look at the Rambam himself. I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara here is talking about Kachim Kalim and trying to find a source, Kachim Kalim. Why don't it just say, but even Kachim Kalim in the end is going to be Mamon Gavoa. So that would be my tirus. Okay. So answer number one. If you look at Tosfos 29a. Tosfos 29a in the bottom of page 3. Okay. He says over here that
top line. So you say Tishtari Basar Bezrika Sadam Loiktar Simurim, the Kavan the low after laktiram nema asum commission shaabdu. They're talking about the possibility of making allowing the basar to the Kohanim without the Haktara Semurim. So we say, you mamish can have, it says over here what the Tosus is getting at, and Tosus is comparing. I'll step back to give you the answer. I'll say Pasha without the Tosus, and then I'll give you the Tosus. Maybe the exemption of Shutfus is only when the shutvis is in a limb that's ma'akev the korban. A limb where a trefa or a mum could happen. Meaning, if I have a shutvis in the lung, if I have a shutvis in the behema, and what happens is the lung, there's a trefa because the lungs go bad. So, that would passel the behema, right? If my shutvis with you, though, is in a limb, that is not me'akev, meaning that if a wound would happen to it, the idea of being a mum or a trefa wouldn't be shayach to that part of the animal, then at that point, that's not a shutfis anymore. That's an imbalance. That's a total imbalance. Shutfis is only if you and I own parts of the animal where it's shayach to have a mum in it, where it's shayach to have a possibility of something going wrong. But being part of a limb that has nothing to do But being part of a limb that has nothing to do with the etzem kashrus of the animal itself, as far as hakrava, maybe that's not such an issue.
What's the halakha mean? How can you be a shutef in a leg? A leg without an animal is not an animal.
Right.
That's
exactly it. If I'm a shutef with you in a korban, and I own the whole animal, but you own the leg, and their mamish is a womb where the leg gets shot off from the animal, it's pasul la hakrava. That's mamish a mum.
No, you're telling me that should have lost his chaylet.
No, no. What I'm saying, no, that's 100%. That's a shutfus. I'm saying that's a real shutfus. Why? Because there, each of our shaykhus is to a part of an animal that represents the kashrus of the animal. But if your shutfus is with me, where I own 90% of the animal, just you own some of the innards, the imurim, right, where it's not shaykh to have a mum. If your ownership is in the area where it's not shaykh to have a mum, that's not what the Lach is considering real shutfus to exempt you from miser. This Tosis over here in Yoma 29a is telling you this idea, as I said at the beginning of the introduction. I said that the Kohanim are supposed to wait for the burning of the Emurim, but they couldn't find the Emurim, got lost, Nevdu, Oshinitmu, life goes on.
Is there really a mum? Is there a part that can't have a mum that disqualifies it to be a carbon?
Of the animal? Mm-hmm. Sure, mumen all over the animal. Yeah, remember, so many Gemaras have this famous line of letting the animal wander till it dies if it has a mum. You're not able to bring an animal with a mum. This was Tisha B'Av in the old Gemara.
I don't know that there's any part of the animal that is such that it couldn't have a mum, such that a shifus in that part of the animal.
If your ownership, if you say, I only want to be a partner in the Emurim, you own the rest, I'm an Emurim guy. I want to be a partner with you in the Emurim. We're saying that's not a real shutfus. It is a technical shutfus, but as far as this din is concerned, that's not a real shutfus because you own nothing in the animal which is shayach to the topic of mumin. You own nothing in the animal right now that is shayach to the topic of mumin by korbanos. That's the point.
Anything that gives it a life of less than a year or something like that is a mum, right?
As far as you and I in a dictionary, is that mum? Yes. As far as halachically, it's impossible the korban. If one of the emurim get injured in such a way, that's not a real mum. That's not a real mum from the Azalacha. If there's something that happens to the one of the emurim, that's not a real mum. If the fats get nicked around the cavity of the bowels of the animal, and there's a mum on the cavity, that's nothing. Life goes on. That's not an issue. The problem with this is I found two Mar Makomos. One is the Shalos and Shuvas Michtavei Torah, page 5. This, what I did was on HebrewBooks.org, I put in mum be'emurin in the search parameter. It's so hard because the OCD, whatever it's called, the system that reads it, kept popping everything that had the word mum be'isurin, because the samach and the mem to the computer's reader looks the same.
Really?
So it's a lot to go through, but Baruch Hashem, we found a couple here. Shilus and Shuvas Michtavei Torah. He says over here, let me get you the exact line. The bottom few lines, says it straight out. He says, "Avahakel ma'achrina dafka b'chal yontif b'chol u'makter emurim b'lel yontif k'day letzeis chovas korban chagiga necheves k'nikrava bizmana." Aval b'mishnah de begil d'mar b'chal yontif b'shabbos d'lo yachol lahakter emurim b'erev d'lo dachich yishabbos lo yotze chagiga b'shachs merv yontif. Forget the zmanim issues there. That shalos shuvos michtavei Torah is getting to a simple idea. If you lechachil go into an animal without doing anything with the emurim, b'di'evid, we said you can go on. If you lechachila go into animals, say, I'm not doing the emorim, I don't have time, I'm not going to get to the emorim, I just got to do the animal, that animal's not roi lakrova anymore. So while, yes, it's true, it might not be something that's shayach to have a mum in it, it might be something that's not shayach to what's called a treifa, but it's still something that's powerful enough in the shutvas that it could stop it from being roi lakrova. And I would say that would be enough. That would be enough to consider it a real shutvas. These limbs are all part of what's necessary for it to be roi lahakrava. You can't say, oh, kidneys can go. True, this piece of the liver, without the liver, it's not really a mum. But still, you can't go into the shechita of the animal saying, I want to skip working on the burning of the emurin. I'm going to skip it. If you did, it's not roi lahakrava. So you see, there's a serious psul and flaw there that I think it calls this idea into question. To show you one more mar makom, look at the bottom, the Shai Lamora. This is on the Gemara. This is on Gemara Bechoros. He raises the question. By the way, he also brought up the question of the Kavadei Kashesa. He says it straight out. He gives a similar teretz. Yesh Lomar Daha Dematinan Shutvis B'Meiser Behema. Top line of the Shai Lamora. So hold on, fine. You know what? I'm sorry. That's the next teretz. I wanted to show you. Go back to the last page. Page 4. Sorry, page 4. The Malbusha Yontif. Yeah, you see? Chisaron kol he'imurim zulas elias hakeves, besides the tail over there, eino mum velo trefa. Lacking the emurim is not a mum and it's not a trefa. That's the yesoda we said. Afal gav the psul mishum chisaron aver. But the psul, that's my point. I want to show you why the answer of saying since there's no mum, it's not really considered a shutfis there anyways. I think you could push that aside and say no, that's a real shutfis. You know why? Because there's still a psul of mechusar aver there. If there's a psul of mechusar aver, that's enough to make it a real shutfis, a real partnership. And therefore, I don't think this first answer is going to work and get off the ground. Answer number 2. I started to give it away in the Shai Lamora. Anyone can figure out what that second answer is? This is one of the... This is like classic Lumdus. If you're going to use one of the answers at the Chuppah, this is the Chuppah answer you should go with, because this is pure Lumdus. This is pure Lumdus answer. Yesh Lamar, Daha Dematinan Shutvis... What are we trying to do? Let's try to do this again. What are we trying to do? The Gemara told... The Mishnah in Bechoros told us, Kochim are Potter from Meiser Behema. Pashit, of course they are. They're not yours. Gemara says, no. They want to teach you about Kochim Kalim. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they're your money. It's Momen Bailim, not Momen Gavo. It's Momen Bailim. And still, it can't be used. They bring a pasuk for that, Mal Mal Bashem. It can't be used for Meiser Behema. To which we said, why do you need a pasuk? Every animal has in it the emurim, the innards that are burnt. According to the Shita Mikubetzis, the emurim are Momen Gavoa. If they're Momen Gavoa, then you have a behemah b'shutvis. Most of the animal belongs to one guy. The other, the innards belong to Hashem. It's a behemah b'shutvis. And there's no... That's also potter from Meiser Behemah. What do you need a pasuk? And tell me, because Kalim and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, just say it's a behemah b'shutvis. And that we know already from another Mishnah's potter. Okay, so the Shai Lamora gives another answer. Yesh lomer daha matina shuv Meiser Behemah. Hainu hecha shekola behemah b'shutvis. Ve'enim yucheres le'achad me'am. You know when a behemah b'shutvis is potter from Meiser Behemah? When you and I go into partnership over Bessie over here, this animal. We go into partnership over this animal,
And we realize that with this animal, you and I both own a little bit of every part of the animal. We each own a little bit of the ear, a little bit of the leg, a little bit of the heart. That's a shutfus. That's a partnership. You and I own a little bit of everything. When two people go into a building, own a building together, a property, it's not they say, you own the fourth floor, I own the third floor. Right? No, it's that they own the whole, each piece they own together. Unless you put in separate clauses, right, who's going to get what? They own everything together, and that's how it works. Ve'inim yuches lechem, lo krina be'elecha, k'mur gemara, aval b'shekol ha'behema, shaycha le'echad mehem. But when the entire animal belongs to one of them, just the sheni has a chelek in a certain limb from the animal, that's not the shutfis that we were talking about. That's not a real yes, it's a partnership. Yes, you own a little bit. But the tour of shutfis by Meiser Behema was talking about a real classic shutfis. When you and I each own the animal together. Not that I own this whole animal, just you have a little piece of the animal there. You keep the toe. No, it's not that's not a real shutfis we're talking about. So this shutfis, where you own the whole animal, kachim kalim mamin bailimu, but a piece of it is the amorim, belong to Gavoa, that's not the shutfis we were talking about. That's a good answer. That to me works nicely, and I don't know. It does the job. If you were to ask me, okay, work does the job for me.
It means you really don't know. It's like Yerusha, though. You don't know till you sell it. What's what? Then it's his buyer.
Oh yeah, it's one of Rav Schechter's favorite topics.
Then you're getting into Brera.
Yeah, Chalukas Bechora.
Right. Yeah, that's
what you were afraid of tonight. I wasn't going to go near there.
Oh,
I wasn't going to go near there.
Good.
Rav Schechter loves that topic. Okay. Now I want to go with the Ben Jacobs approach. Ben Jacob was onto a teretz and I stopped him. I told him forget it because I wanted to save the... Ben was mechavin to Rav Chaim Ozer Grzynski. Not a bad person to be mechavin to. Page 6. During the chuppah, this is also a good chuppah
right,
one.
Right.
Page 6. Here we go.
Okay.
Nira Liyashev, he also jumps in to give an answer to this famous question. Remember I told you the Kabbat Terutza went around to different Gedolim to get answers to these knockout questions. So he says, Nira Liyashev, I want to give my own answer here. De be'emes by kochem esbeach, kol ha-korban hu shel ha-bailim. By kochem esbeach, the entire korban does belong to the bailim. Kamo shamra v'kama dafayim vav, mikar tor l'ruvein. Who holds that kochim kailim have a mamon bailim yeshalav mitzvas meiser afte murim have a mamon gavoa velo dami l'shar shutvim sheshnehem bailim ubezeh nifter meiser. That's the key line. By other partnerships, it's going to be potter from meiser behema. You know why? Because we're both owners, who's got the real obligation? We cancel each other out. Ma she'ein kein b'zeh, de'ein b'ilim acher. How dare you think that you're in a partnership with God? There's no partnership with God here. De'ein b'ilim acher, afal emurim. Yes, the emurim is mamon gavoa. But that's not what we would call a partnership. That's not what we call a partnership. And then here comes Mr. Banks. Kiyotze b'zeh, similar. B'yorshim b'tfusas habayis, and yorshim inheritors who get the house, and now they want to do a chalukah, after have a mamon shel shutvim, over there we call that money of partners, still even that. Kevan derishus morishim aleim chayiv. That also is chayiv and meiser, because it's the property of the inheritee. What's the one passing it down? The guy upstairs, the first degree, who's passing it down to them, to the two kids. Whatever it is. The father. The deceased. Okay.
No,
all right. We'll figure out the word. But the bottom line is, Achyev says, yes, he says, the bequeather. Fine, good.
Right.
That's
right.
Good. That works. Okay. So, the Rav Chaim Ozer Grzynski says, no, that it's not comparable. It's not comparable. This is not a partnership. Just because a piece of it is mamon gavoa doesn't mean you're not a bailim in it. You're considered a bailim, whether it's considered your money. You see, I'm not sure if he's saying like Ben, where Ben was saying you can't really be a partner with God, it's not a shutvis. Or he's saying it's not a shutvis because even mamon gavoa, you're considered over the bailim on it. Yes, it's not mamon bailim, but it's still bailim. It's still, you still have bailis over it. It's still your responsibility. You're coming forward with it. Your achrayus, so on and so forth. I'm not sure which one he's going with. You could sit longer on the tshuva and figure. Let's, we can read that one line again. We're both of the owners. There's no other partner. Just because it's mamon gavoah doesn't make you not the other person. There is no other person.
But you're not a boss, but you can't sell it.
What?
You can't sell it. Famous pasuk by
the. You have limitations. You have limitations of what you could do for it, but it's not shutfis. There's nobody else who has any say here whatsoever. You can't call God a meshutaf with this deal. You can't call God a meshutaf with this deal. Okay, so that's another terrorist question. What have we seen so far? So this this idea. See the way the Ketos puts it. He says it like this. He says the chiyuv haftaris emurim. What's your chiyuv to burn the emurim? The chiyuv is because it's yours.
Right.
If it wasn't yours, you never have a chiyuv to. There is bailus there. There is bailus, and that causes your chiyuv, and therefore it can't be called a shutfus. The other answer we gave is that shutfus, the Shai Lamora's answer, the wedding one. The shutfus is only when each have a chelek in the animal. They're equally over here. You own a little bit and I own the rest. That's not a shutfus. No equal footing there. And the first teretz we gave was the answer of maybe the exception of shutfus is only when it's in a limb, when the shituf is only in a limb that's shayach to have a mum or a trefa. But this day, murim don't have that shayachus, and therefore it's not a real shutfus. Okay, those are the three answers. I want to give you one more answer. You could tell me what you think. Oh, my first time I went in Kachem early. I want to give you one more answer here. Okay. Take a look at Nizkei Mammon. That's the bottom of page 6. Rambam Nizkei Mammon. Shor Shel Yisrael, a Jewish ox. Shenagach Shor Shel Hektish. Or Shor Shel Hektish, Shenagach Shor Shel Yisrael, vice versa. Potter, it's exempt. Shenemar Shor Re'eyu. It's got to be the shore of your neighbor. This is not owned by your neighbor. This is owned by the Hashem. V'chol hakochim shechayvim behen me'ila, ein behen din nezikin. And all kochim, where you're chayiv me'ilin, there's no din of nezikin there. It's not in the parsha nezikin. But psule hamukdashin, yesh behen nezikin. Meaning things which are kochim kalim.
Really.
Kochim kalim, there is a din of nezikin there if there's damage. Okay? Why? What's he saying? Who is he saying like? Who is that? Whose opinion is that in the Gemara? What's the name of that author?
Rav Yossi
Aglili. Rambam Paskins, Rav Yossi Aglili. Okay? Here now begins all the problem. If you look now, continue in the Rambam in Hilchas Niske. Which Rambam I give you next? Do the Rambam. Let's do the next. Look at Ches, by the way. Look at Ches. Shlom sheziku gov misarim ve'inu gov min abasar k'nei emurim. Shei emurim shal kachim kalim molim behem. Koyachs me'ila. That's the same split. That's good. The ones in Hilchas Nezikin are easy. That's the same we said before. Now look at these. Rambam Hilchas Me'ila. Ha'mocher olaso v'shlamim. If you sell your korban ola and your shlamim, lo asa klum. You haven't done anything. V'din Torah sheyachzer amos chulim. The money goes back. The konsu also chamim were konus him shiaplu hamos lenadava. The money's got to. You should give the money to tzedakah. Afilu haisa behema shava arb machra ein kam meila. Well, you see over here in this Rambam by a shlomim, the guy has no ability to sell it. By a shlomim, the guy has no ability to sell it. Wait a second, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said kochim kalim is mamun bailim hu. You could do whatever you want with that animal. So what's the Rambam saying over here?
Wow.
Look at the next Rambam. Isurim Mizbeach, Perek Dal Alacha Tesvav. Nosen Lachitin Vasa Chisolas. You give one thing and they make it into something else. Zaysin Vasa Shemen. Anav Masa Yayin. Hare Eluk Sherim. Shekvar Nishtanu. It changes. Nosen La Behemas Kochim Be'esnitam. Giving, praying a prostitute.
You give a behema kochim be'esna as her wages. Lo neser l'mizbeach. It doesn't become immediately otter mizbeach. Vafilu mana osal piskal gesu besnana. Lo neser l'mikroshin. Shekvar zochu behen gavoa. If you give as pay a behema kochim for a zoina, it doesn't become puzzle. Why? Because it's not your money to give away. It wasn't yours. V'chein im nasan l'davar she'inu shelo. Lo puzzle. And if it's something yours, you can't give that away. But if you give birds, abishem makashin esna kalem v'isurim udivei kabbalu darzeb. Udivei kabbalah. Okay. In the middle there, he threw in a Pesach and a Chagiga. Also, you can't give that. It doesn't become possible when you give it to her. Those are kachim kalim. Those are kachim kalim over there. According to Rav Yossi HaGlili, kachim kalim is mamon bailin. I should be able to do whatever in the world I want to do with it. What?
So you're allowed to exchange them.
Yeah.
Right.
Lighter dinim.
You mentioned that. Why can't we kachim kalim where, because of that, you have a limitation where you still have full bailin? You mentioned that point earlier.
But that's the point.
Where instead of it being a shutzpes, it's just a limitation.
Excellent. We're going to get more to that. Excellent, AJ. Last one. Nezikin ilchas geneva. Hagoinev esa'akum. O shagonam nechse hektesh. Eina mishalem ela keren bilvad. Shenemar. Yeshalem shnaim lareyu. Lareyu velo lehektesh. Lareyu velo la'akum. V'chein hagoinev kotcher mebeis ba'aleim. I want to steal. Sorry, I tuned out as I was reading this. Hagonav et ha'akum, one who steals from Akum, o shagona nixay hektish, you only pay the principal if you steal property of hektish. Nemar yishalm yish le'eu, hektish is not re'eu, it's God's. So too, if you steal kachim yibes ba'alayim, whether kachim kachim or kachim kalim, you only pay, you're potter from the kefel. Why are you potter from the kefel? It's mamun bailim who? It's mamun bailim. Right? So what's going on here? Is it paskli rosigli? Not paskli rosigli. So we mentioned in passing, we didn't really use it as a teretz, but we sort of started saying it. And this comes from the Chemdas Daniel. It's a sefer called Chemdas Daniel in the first parak of Menachos. This is not the only one that didn't make it in the packet. He says, Shahagam sheyesh schusim mitzad ha-bailim. Yes, mamun bailim means that I have some schuyos in it. Haschusim though, hugbalu. Kevan she'enem yachom lishtamish l'schusim el-achazrika. But the schusim are very limited because they have so many rules around it. Okay? So, what the Chemdas Daniel is saying is that according to B'Sai Glili, that what you can't do the basar because of the limitations that you have in it, that doesn't undermine the bailus. And that's the key for this last answer we gave with the Rav Chaim Ozer. Just because there are things you can't do to it, I can't, these last three Rambams specifically, just because there are some limitations in the bailus doesn't mean I'm not the baal. Meaning I'm still the full bailim, but mitzad ha'iser, because of the iser that's there, I have limitations as to what I can do as a baal. It doesn't take away from me being a powerful baal, but however, I have limitations because, like for example, I own this car. Am I allowed to sell it on Shabbos? I'm not allowed to sell it on Shabbos. Doesn't take away from my bailus over it. I have isurim that are looming over it, but I'm still the baal. Yeah.
Why do you have the pasuk? Why?
Oh, exactly.
Because it's a special, unique, different kind.
That's exactly it. You could use this as its standalone teretz, even separate from the achiezer. You could say exactly that. You could say that what's going on here, the reason you need a pasuk is because kachim kalim. While there may be an aspect of it that's mamon gavoa, while there may be an aspect of it that you. There may be an aspect that's mamon gavoa over here and shutfis, but the point is, you're still the bailim. Even though it has all these hagbalas to it, these limitations, you are still the bailim. And the fact that there's part of it that's mamon gavoa, it doesn't take away from your power over this animal. And that's the point. That's why you need a chiddush to tell you that you can't use it for meiser behema. Because you have full bailus here. You really do. You have full bailus over here. And therefore, that's the deal. I will close by telling you that the Evan Ezel, or Tzvi Pesach Frank, that's not there. In Niske Mammon 8:1, he says, Be'emes ein ha-Rambam posek Rav Yosei Glili. Rambam doesn't pack the Yosei Glili. That goes down...
The Rambam's in the Zikin then.
What?
How does he explain the Rambam's in the Zikin?
That's the one he's commenting on. Let me see right here. Avo Rambam's filash filo Rambam and the Yosei Glili. The kachkavi mamon bailim mitzad eschuso chilas shavo mamon gavoa eino shayach el ledinim sarach shavapruta going to shvius. He makes a sort of a split. He has a new sheet of the Rambam. He says there's some levels of bailus, but as far as dinim shetzarech shavapruta, kedon kiddushin v'shvuas and things like that, you are not the bialim in any way. It's not considered yours. Okay, it's an interesting sheet. I didn't understand it fully, to be honest, so I went with these other approaches.
Metaphorically, you're the bialim in certain metzias. In other words, metzias